Blog Talk Radio.
You're on.
Good evening. Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations. And you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, I will be discussing, are Black men still the head of their households and the impact stereotypes have had on Black men as fathers? In this century, most children will grow up in households in which all of the adults work. There are many factors that contribute to Black men being stereotyped. Some of them are educational inequalities, neighborhood effects, workplace discrimination, parenting, access to credit, rates of incarceration, and et cetera. African-American family structure has long been a matter of public policy interest. A 1965 report by Daniel Patrick Monahan, known as the Monahan Report, examined the link between Black poverty and family structure. It hypothesized that the destruction of the Black family, nuclear family structure, would hinder further progress toward economic and political equality. Monahan's report made the argument that the relative absence of nuclear family, those having both a married father and mother present in Black America, would greatly hinder further Black socioeconomic progress. The single parent family structure has historical roots dating back to 1880. Data from the U.S. Census report revealed that between 1880 and 1960, married households consisted of two parents were the most widespread form for African-American family structure. There is an economic theory that dates back to the late 1950s and early 60s, the creation of the man-in-the-house rule. This restricted two-parent households from receiving government benefits, which made many Black fathers move out to be able to receive help to support their families. These rules were later abolished when the Supreme Court ruled against these exclusions in the case of King versus Smith. Two American economists, Walter E. Williams and Thomas Sowell, argued that the significant expansion of federal welfare under the Great Society programs beginning in the 1960s contributed to the destruction of African-American families. Sowell argued that the Black family, which has survived centuries of slavery and discrimination, began rapidly disintegrating in the liberal welfare state that subsidized unwed pregnancy and changed welfare from an emergency rescue to a way of life. 50 years ago, the stereotype of the Black father as absent, as Black children as fatherless, was introduced. The truth is, Black fathers are more involved. They come in all shades, types, and shapes, yet they are seen by people who are not our color as a visitor to their family, underemployed, inattentive to his children, rather violent, marginal to his family, and plainly not in the picture, and deadbeats. This negative image of Black men as fathers is embedded in the psyches of America. So my first question is the Black man still the head of the household? If you would like to make a comment or have a question, call 516-531-9540 and press 1. Okay. 8051, do you have a comment or question?
I'll comment first.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I will comment. Okay. I think that Black men are still head of households. I don't think they're gone. And we have to, you know, go back. I hate to keep going back to slavery, but it was ingrained. It wasn't really ingrained in them. They were separated from their families. And anytime there was really strong attachments between a man and a woman, they had different criteria for selling slaves. And they broke up families. They really taught us how not to be together. And now, I think, but we still are well represented by heads of households, being male, because my husband would tell you somebody else is doing it. Because you have to take each family as an individual. There are a lot of single home families where there is no father. But still, I don't think that has a lot to do with how things are now. I think it's a choice for guys, for men not being with their children. That's their choice. But it still don't mean that in life. I think men get a bad rap sometimes because even though they are not there, a lot of single guys are taking care of their children. We just hear what the media wants us to hear to keep us apart.
I agree. And I know that just because there's a single parent household, it doesn't mean that the father's not involved or around.
Also, what aided that is these women to get help from their state, they were not allowed to have a man in the house. And see, that's another thing. In order to get something from a white man, they always got you doing something that you don't want to do. They would cut them off of welfare when they were getting welfare, so the man could not legally be in a household with his family. That was another way to keep black men and women apart.
Okay. Does anybody else have a comment or question? Dial 516-531-9540. Okay. 1139. Do you have a comment or question?
I mean, in my thought process when I hear that, you know, I believe that, you know, the man should be the head of the household. Now, I think that in a lot of black families, you know, those who have two parents or not, who don't have two parents, most of those, you know, where there are two parents in a household, whether, you know, the child's biologically there or not, there typically is a power struggle, you know, of who's going to be the head and who leads who and things of that nature. And I think that as we have evolved as a society, you know, we have went through phases, you know, where it's hard for a black man to be the head of the household, you know, both, you know, financially and also socially, you know, and it is more common, you know, to see a single mother than it is a single mother with kids than it is to see a single father with kids, you know. But I think the bigger danger in general is that when you look at, you know, single parent households, in the United States, that, you know, black in a black community is double the percentage it is in a white community nearly. And that's just coming from the census of, you know, 2011. And then a more updated study, you know, shows that that margin has decreased some because there are more, you know, white single parents that are starting to grow. But I think in general, you know, that, you know, it's hard for black men to be the head of the household because of so many different things that they're being ambushed by. And I know in my household, I am the head, you know, and we have that power struggle even you know, even now, you know, not all the time, obviously, but like, you know, it comes up where, you know, because, you know, if you look at what Woody Lynch, you know, what he's done and like the theories and implementations that, you know, he put into effect, it was to put the woman ahead of the man in general, you know, and as long as their thought process stays that way, and as long as we can keep it that way, we will always have control over them because they will always feel like, you know, they need something. Like the previous caller was saying, one of the things she said that, you know, made me think was, you know, when she was talking about welfare, you know, she was saying that, like, you know, in order to get something from the white man. I like the mentality where we don't have to feel like we need anything from the white man. You know, we can get it ourselves. You know, we can take care of ourselves. You know, and that, you know, true, a lot of, you know, welfare can be a huge plus and benefit and things of that nature. But, you know, we got to start teaching and setting the bar way above that. You know, we have to start pushing ourselves to be, you know, the owners instead of, you know, the people who are looking for handouts or people who are looking for help. We need to become the people that, you know, people come to us for help, you know, and not the other way around.
I have a question for you then.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think qualifies a man to be the head of the household? Just because he's there and he's a male? Or what's your opinion?
Well, I think first off, you know, when I say a man is the head of the household, I think that comes with great responsibility. You know, it's not just a, hey, you know, I have a penis, I'm the man, you know, you got to do whatever it is that I say, this, that, or the other. No, you know, I think there's great responsibility that comes with leading the house, you know, and that even transfers over to when you look at, you know, single parent homes where, you know, the mother has a kid and the mother has to be the head of the house, you know, it still comes with great responsibility, you know, and I think in general, a lot of the responsibilities that, well, what those responsibilities are, you know, is being a protector and provider of your family, you know, setting a course of life with goals and dreams that you and your partner and your family should accomplish, you know, that is not, you know, selfishly motivated, but, you know, always inclusive of the thought process of the whole entire family. You know, I believe that at the end of the day, you know, the man is supposed to be the protector, you know, of the family. And, you know, as our economy evolved, you see after World War II, you know, where women entered or during World War II, where women entered the workforce at an astronomical rate and they was doing the jobs of men. Once the war ended, you know, most women didn't want to go back to being in the house. Most women said, hey, you know, I like working. I like getting a check. I like, you know, this feeling. And they stayed in the workforce. And to me, I felt like that right there in general was a huge turning point. And then when I say women, you know, realistically, that was white women, you know, because if you look at the black household, you know, dating back to slavery and beyond, you know, we've always had two income primarily. I'm not saying every household had every black household had two incomes, but the majority of black families, you know, the woman always had to have work because we was always given, not just given less, but, you know, for our work, we was always paid less. The man typically would have to go, you know, do, you know, maintenance on the house, have a job. The woman at that point in time would, you know, go clean white people's houses and take care of their kids and try to get a wages and tips there, you know, et cetera. But, you know, we've come to an age where now dominantly throughout all households that you need two incomes to, you know, be even to be able to provide and to pay the bills. There was a time where, you know, majority of the time you could get by with one income. You know, now it's very rare. You know, that you see families that are able to get by with one income, unless that person is a doctor, you know, or a very successful lawyer, or a prominent engineer of computer science or something like that, or, you know, where they're bringing home, you know, six figures plus, you know, because it's just so hard. economically, you know, to get by with just one income. But, you know, do I think that the man should still be the head of the house? Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the women should allow for that as well and want that.
Okay. Hold on. I will be right back with you because I have a question for you. But 1-2-3-3, question or comment?
Question. I have a question.
Hello?
For the man on the other line.
Okay.
Okay, so I understood that you just said women have always worked and all of that. So my question to you would be, you stated that the difference, well, it's not just because a man has a penis. That does not make him head of household. So
correct.
I understand you're saying, like, women work, so what does a man need to do to earn that title? Like, a man and a woman might be in a household. They're both working. They're both providing. So it sounds like, to me, the man needs to be doing something extra to earn that title. So what do you think, like, the man needs to do to earn that title? Because if they're doing everything the same, then, I mean, what will make you ahead? The only thing that I would find a difference would be the fact that you're a different sex.
Can I try to answer that question for you?
I mean, you can take a stab at it. I got some for it, too. But you can take a stab if you like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can try to take a stab at it. You know, it's not just being a provider and a protector, but also helping with the household, raising up the kids, being a role model for your children and your wife or your partner. And that, with all that included, can make consist of being head of the household. It's not just finances, it's also emotional and mental characteristics, as you would say, should come into play, as well as being part of that household, as being a willing participant of that household, taking the kids to getting the kids ready for school, taking them to school, helping with the duties of the household. Because that's your house too, and I think that's what also with all that included with the finances and everything. I think that to warn you as head of household.
I agree, and I think, you know, just to piggyback a little bit off of that, I like to think of a household as a kingdom. You know, like in my house is my castle. You know, and in my castle, I'm the king of my castle. You know, my wife is my queen. You know. And I think when you look at the duties, you know, of a king in general, it's all, I mean, one of the primary things of a king is not just to provide for those inside of his kingdom, but also to protect, you know. And I think when you look at, you know, the family structure in general, they're all roles. You know, a lot of people want to say, I can do this, I can do that, I can do it all by myself. And I'm like, yeah, you might be able to do it all by yourself, but that's a strenuous life. And I think that, you know, yeah, I mean, and that's just anybody, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. And I believe that, you know, they're all roles. And I think that, you know, having an understanding of the roles, you know, and being able to work together as a team, you know, no way am I ever going to sit here and say that I think a woman is inferior. And a lot of times people think because a man is the head of the household, they, you know, they attach that with a woman being inferior to a man. You know, are there characteristics that a man is, where a woman is inferior to a man? Like, typically a man is stronger, a man is faster. But at the same time, there's a lot of circumstances where a man is inferior to a woman as well, you know. And I think by understanding each other's strengths and each other's weaknesses and being able to balance that to actually, you know, propel you guys, you know, forward together, you know, I think that's the smartest and strongest way. And I think that the man ultimately is supposed to be the protector of his kingdom, and you know, and by handling his responsibilities and his obligations, you know, to the household, making sure that, you know, he is providing, not just financially, but like the gentleman said, you know, emotionally, you know, spiritually, you know, socially, you know, all those things come into effect. And that right there drives a healthy household.
And also, I understand, too, that there's definitely a correlated attack on the black man's character within his family and community. You can see from some of the, even look at the political race. Oh, you see a lot of black women, but no black men involved. Hey, black men are involved in politics. So, therefore, I'm just saying, if you speak to other cultures that have these negative stereotypes about the black people, and like the first caller said, it's been going on since we hit the shore prior to
slavery.
And just character assassination and or warfare on the character of the black man. So is there a correlated strategy to turn not only his woman against him, but his children too?
I agree.
Okay, am I still on here?
Yes, you are. You have a comment?
Okay, yes. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I get that the man is stronger, of course. Men are stronger. I mean, that matters, but, like, how often – I don't know how often a man's strength matters. Like, if I'm trying to, you know, move my house, yeah, I would like a man's strength, but I don't feel like that matters every day. That's, like, every once in a while that matters, if you get what I'm saying.
Are you talking about the physical strength?
Yes, like, in general, physical strength is, like, wonderful when you're needed, but, like, how often are you needed? And I don't mean to say that in a horrible way. So, I mean, like, as far as a man, because I feel like men just sometimes, like, they just need to feel like they're this strong person, and I get that. I mean, hopefully your man is strong, because
do you think
if he's
that
not,
it has to do with their ego plays a part in that?
I believe so, because I believe for the most part, like, men, like, for me personally, like, I mean, you have to, like, go out of your way. You have to be doing something extra. And I don't mean, like, helping taking care of kids. And, yeah, like, I feel like that's an automatic. Like, that's your child, too. Like, why wouldn't you help take care of a child? I mean, if we're both taking care of kids. If we're both taking care of kids, we're both working, we're both paying bills, like, what are you going to do to go above and beyond if you want that title? Like, you need to do something extra, like, I believe.
Right. And just, I'd like to just, you know, comment on that. You know, one of the things that, you know, I find very interesting is, you know, especially inside of the black community, you know, that thought process that you just put out there, you know, like, you know, you got to do something extra. What else is that? What else can I get? Blah, blah, blah. But when you look at, you know, different races, you know, far as, you know, the Hispanic culture, when you look at white culture, you know, when you look at the Indian culture, when you look at Chinese culture, you know, that's not even a thought process, you know. And I'm not saying that we have to be like them or anything like that, because, you know, we are great people and we got to be us. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, we as a black people have to ask ourselves, you know, why in general is that the thought process in the first place, you know? And then second, you know, what do we really do about it? Which thought process is even right, you know? Because, like, when you look at, you know, just a natural respect, the black man is the most disrespected person on the planet. You know, that's just real. Any way you want to chop it up. They're not only are they the most discriminated against, but they're also the most disrespected. There's a reason why, you know, white people use the term boy, you know, was mostly degraded. You didn't really hear them calling, you know, females like little girls or whatever to try to insult them in a manner. But, you know, calling a man, a 60-year-old man, a boy, was, you know, done to, you know, bring them all the way down. And so, like, do I think that a man has to do all these extra things that, you know, that you, like, that you was presenting? No, I don't. I think that, I think there are roles. You say you got to do what?
I mean, you got to do something. Like, if you're doing
you got to have
your
responsibility.
Like, I mean, do you feel like a man should take more responsibility?
You say what?
Like, as in, like, more responsibility.
Right,
like
to hold
what?
That title.
I mean, like,
hold
financially.
5240, do you have a comment or question? I want 1139 and 1233. Hold on just a second. 5240. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, you
Hello?
On. Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear. Could you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I can get to the on the last comment, with the young man and the young lady, I'm gonna have to go along with the young man. I mean, from dealing with women myself, the independent and strong, I always want you to do something extra. Okay. I always want you to do something extra. What the hell you mean doing something extra? When I dated Spanish women, they never came at me with that type of tone in Tampa. Doing some extra. If you mean a man, you have to pay the bills. You have to do what you got to do. That was well enough. My thing's for him. I tell you what. If I ain't doing enough and you got, like I say, okay, just put the interest, you got a $3,000 a month house note. Okay, with us fitting that bill up, now you got $1,500 in your pocket. With us fitting the light bill up, you got extra money in your pocket. If me being a man taking care of little stuff, I'm leaving you with my money. I tell you what, if you're not frustrated, the one thing you're going to get a penthouse and you pay all the bills, even though you're an independent woman and you're strong, by the time you pay all the bills, you're still broke, so you're still frustrated. If somebody that's loving you, respecting you as a woman, paying half of the bills, that gives you more time to serve, more time when you ain't work, more time when you're at work, you can be like, you know what?
Okay, hold up.
My man has to meet the bills.
Because I have something to say on that one. If they're doing everything equally, why do you think you as a man deserve the head title if you're doing everything equally?
Can I ask a better question?
Okay, well,
you can ask any way you want to, but that's what I want to know.
My question is, why do you think we shouldn't?
Why you think you should? Because if she put it just like you are.
I just said.
She's reciprocating like you are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what makes you think that you can just take the title. You not the head. Y'all, you the co-head.
Okay. You know what? Only black women would say that in America. Only black women would say that. But anyway, only black women would say that. I always want some extra.
Oh, man.
I mean, because for real, you have not
been able to hear.
Where you can get that head title.
It's hard to hear you.
Okay, what I'm saying is this. I'm trying to figure out how you can even say, I got this title, when it's 50-50. Everything's being reciprocated. So if you think, and if you think you're the head, all that means is she's done her job well. She got you thinking you the head.
Okay, well, I done heard that before, too. In my own household, okay? You want to... Thank you, man. As long as I call the shots, I just have to
go. Hey, I said hello.
So, you know, like I said, hey, you know. But my thing is, I think that it's just a level of respect. You know, if being head of the household have with bills, because believe me, there's a lot of women out there who ain't got no help that I hear about struggling all the time. One paycheck to another, ain't hardly got no savings. The miscellaneous things come up. Now you got, matter of fact, even my own daughter, I can stay with that, paying all the bills herself. Now she got with a new boyfriend. And guess what? They're going half on the bills. Now she's traveling more. She's doing this because guess what? She ain't got all the pressure. She don't want the pressure all on her. Well, because when she had the pressure, it was paycheck to paycheck. So now that she got a man that's helping her out, respecting her, and now she's traveling. She's going places. She got a new SUV. Now she got a lot of extra money to splurge around and do what she wants, and she's lucky. And thank God for her, man, and she'll tell you that. So we got to stop respecting
her. Your daughter is a beautiful girl. You're probably lucky to have her.
No. Black people are always, what's extra? What's extra? Shit, that's good enough.
Hell, you
Amanda, that's not... Just coming home.
Okay,
just
hold
providing.
On.
That's good
just
enough.
Hold on one second.
No. African American women, the only one come up with that was extra. He got to do extra. Well, you do something extra.
Well, you aren't doing no extra.
Okay,
get that
right, If I'm coming home, I'll bring her home to bacon. I'm doing what I got to do.
I'm
laying down. You're in a nice apartment. You're not out here in the hood. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. We both got cars. All our bills paid. We both got a good savings account. Why the fuck should I do something?
Okay, you know what?
I'm doing well enough now.
You a cold head. You ain't the head. You're half of it. Okay, 9301.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. 9301, do you have a question or comment? 9301, are you there? On the last four digits of your phone number, 9301. Okay, I don't know where 9301 is, but...
I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
So I know you're saying that, you know, the man got to do all this extra, this, that, and the other. So do you believe in chivalry? Hello?
I'm thinking about it.
y'all need to let somebody else talk.
All right, you got something else to say? I'm thinking about that one.
Okay, what did he say?
I said, do you believe in chivalry?
Yes, I do. But let me tell you all about the head of household. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we
hear
you.
Can you hear me? Okay. You all are sitting over here pondering over why the man is the head of household. He's the head of household because God said he would. God said if the man is not your acting head of household, it's not going to be right in his eyesight. And it will not get right. It don't matter about money or who's doing what. Man and woman, he made man first, but he said that was his helpmate. And they are equal. There's no power over one or the other. And I hear
if
somebody saying, when my husband could not do for me like he started out doing for me, that was no issue. I would pick up the slack. It shouldn't be that I'm doing more than you or you doing more than him. He still should be the head of your household if you're married. When you are not married to each other, that's why everything is not going like it should, because you're living in, as they say, sin. And those of you
they're
that don't
engaged.
Believe it,
they will be married.
Ain't nothing to you.
Preach.
It ain't got
Preach.
Nothing to do with you. You can live any kind of way and have all kinds of problems when you're not living as you should be. But even if you're going to take on the relationship, there's no power over man and woman, but the man still should be head of household. You work that out. If he's not able to bring in the money like he should, and there's a good reason for that, why not let the woman pick up the pieces? But it don't make her head of the household.
Hold on a minute. I got another call. 9031, do you have a question or comment? 9031? Okay, I don't know where the person went, but okay. So,
what do you think about what the last caller said, that the man should automatically be the head of the household because of the Bible?
Yes, who are you asking that to?
Anybody. They want to jump out there and answer.
Doesn't the Bible say the man is supposed to be the provider?
Yeah.
Okay, 6120, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I don't know about who's the head of the household, and I guess if you're a traditionalist, you can go by custom and say the man is the head of the household, but what I do know is that based on my experience, women make far better leaders than men. They're far more disciplined and much more thorough than guys, and they're able to hold people accountable in the way that guys tend to take a step back from. And that's not to say that guys can't do it, but for us, we have to actually go in active mode, where for women, it's much more instinctive. So for me, if I was in a house, I mean, it would be co-leaders, and if she wanted to take the lead, so be it. Because I believe that everything's run, in most cases, everything will run a lot smoother if women run it. But I do believe that the guy's supposed to be the protecting and that sort of thing. But beyond that, I mean, they both can run the show to me.
So you're not intimidated, or you wouldn't feel threatened then if the woman was the head or doing what she does because she does it so well?
I would look at it as an asset, as a benefit. I mean, if she's ready to take the lead and I support her, I'm cool with that. I mean, life is not easy. Fellowship helps, so I wouldn't have a problem with a woman. Women are better leaders than men anyway. I wish we'd own up to that. Because look at the Bible. The lady earlier, she called and made a reference to the Bible. Check out what was going on in the whole dynamic. The woman was being thorough with the devil. What a circuit. She asking all the questions. Adam was over there in the corner somewhere clueless. He didn't have an idea what was going on. When God walked up on him, what's going on? I don't know. She told me to eat an apple or something. He was clueless. The woman was the one, probing for all the information and trying to figure out what was what, and that's life. Same thing when you go to a microcosm of that will be you go to a restaurant. If the order ain't screw it. I'm going to the house. But a woman, we going to turn around, we going to go back, and she going to make sure we get this order right. That's how women are. They do that instinctively. Wait, guys can do it, but for us, we have to override whatever's going on in our head, and then we engage the situation to the degree that a woman engages it. So I look at it as a woman, a woman taking the lead as a benefit. I mean, that's how I would approach it.
Totally. Okay. So what do you other fellas think about what he just said?
Well, I think on my end of things, just to start things off, first off, when you talk about, the atmosphere of, the Garden of Eden, I think that shows, that's not a good example to use, because at the end of the day, that got them kicked out and got us, subject to death.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think I don't think that's probably the best example to use of that.
You overshoot the target, man. You overshoot the target. I'm looking at in terms of how detailed she is when the guy was totally clueless. That's the part that I'm looking at. This guy's over here twiddling his thumb. Why, she's over here probing for information. That's what I'm talking about.
She got the wrong information.
Look where it got him. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I
don't
understand
what I'm saying.
And I agree.
Okay, well, let me sum it up this way. If you had one situation and you had one chance to get it right, you want to put a woman in charge as opposed to a man. That's the way I approach it. If you got one chance to get it right, you always want to put a woman in charge.
Not really. Not me. Not really.
Oh, well, so now you're in your ego. You're operating off emotion, not logic. Women make far better portfolio managers. They do better in Wall Street than guys do.
You're
operating off your emotions, man. You ain't thinking with logic.
Go ahead.
Women ain't going to make no great leaders. I mean, they okay leaders, but don't let them say they make great
decisions. Women are not okay
great
leaders.
Nah,
women are outstanding leaders, Slim. Women are outstanding leaders.
But see, that's your opinion, not in my opinion.
And
okay
that's not
leaders.
To say guys can't be outstanding leaders, too, but the whole point that I'm making is that women are instinctive with that. Well, the guys only care about sex and maybe sports. And if we find a woman, and then we'll clean up nice and get motivated to go and impress her. But for the most part, if you have more women out in the equation, all we care about, I mean, this place would be a jungle. Nobody get all cleaned up and trammed up. Come on, man. Let's be honest, man. We don't care about much.
Most
of what's being done is always to impress a woman. Stop faking, man. We got people on the phone faking.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I would never say I agree with when you talk about a man being instinctively, you know, and driven by, you know, sex. You know, I think that's, you know, just prominent. And at the same time, you know, what I will also point out and what I will also acknowledge is when you look at, you know, the woman, and a lot of times, you know, when she is invested in something, the woman can be overly invested or underly invested. And the way I want to put it to you is like this, right? And when you talk about managerial and things of that nature, it's more likely that a woman will allow a man to, you know, continue to do things a whole lot wrong when she is, you know, physically and sexually and emotionally attracted to that gentleman, you know, regardless of how horrible he's doing. And that's why you see, you know, domestic violence happen, and then the woman goes right back to that man.
Not on that, you got a whole lot of women let the star men come and stay with them. Ain't working, ain't doing it, but they make good decisions. Now, if you make good decisions, you be like, nah, man, I ain't gonna let that happen. If they make great decisions,
listen, Slim.
You know what I mean, if
they
make
great decisions, you going out looking for the worst of the worst?
Nah, man.
You going out looking for the bottom feeders?
No. I know this.
You going out looking for the bottom feeders,
man?
You ain't looking at the best of the best.
My point
is that if you want to find women who are poor decision makers, you can find them. So that's not your argument. It's totally irrelevant, sir. That's a straw man argument. You're just going out here looking for women that are poor decision makers.
But they do not.
I'm saying, look at the brightest of the bright. I mean, the most enlightened women. And what you'll find is they're excellent decision makers. And that, most of that is instinct. That's the difference between men and women. The instincts.
Can I ask you a question?
Well, we don't care. Come on, man. Well, you know how we are. If it don't involve a woman for the most part.
My question
is, why are you married then? If women make great decisions, why do you say I do yet then? Huh, sir?
Listen, romance has never worked out well for me. I dated some outstanding women.
Like I said before.
But that was always on me, not on them. That was on me, not on them.
Yeah, but the next incentive woman you get, I want you to say I do.
I'm just telling you, romance don't work out. Listen, calm down. Every time this guy's on the phone, you get in your feelings, man. You gotta relax,
sir. My feelings, I'm just saying, if they're so extensive, why are you not married? I got your present. That's all I'm saying, sir.
I'm just telling you, that was on me, though. I told you romance, everything I know about romance, I could write in the palm of my hand. It just didn't work out for me. But I do know every woman that I did seriously date, they would make excellent wives for someone. And most of them have been married. So, but that's on me, though. It ain't got nothing to do with that. That's not a poor reflection on them. I'm just telling you based on my experience. And instinctive, if you look at it, like, for example, think about back in slavery. Guys used to haul ass and leave the plantation all the time. A lot of women wouldn't run from slavery because they wanted to stand there and not leave those kids behind. But guys can take or leave a kid, for the most part. Guys that are excellent husbands, excellent fathers. But for the most part, a guy can take or leave his kid. And guys used to do that all the time on the plantation. They'll leave kids back. But women, they're going to stay right there, no matter what hardships they face. This is my kid. And instinctively, they had to stay there, and they let women walk away from Fortune 500 careers, so they could go and be mothers. Guys ain't walking away from no 500 kid to be no father. What guy you know that's doing that?
What guy do you
that's
know walking
point.
Away from a
that, the,
Fortune 500?
What gives the woman the edge is her instincts. That's the only point I'm making. I'm not saying guys don't make terrific leaders. Clearly, they do. But what set women apart is that their instincts. That's the difference. That's the difference. For me, that's the difference maker.
Okay, we'll put it like this, man. If you get a good woman. Now, what we need to get back on the agenda is the woman respecting the man. I think if women just think positive and say, hey, this is my man, we're going to work together, he the man, and I would think that would be just more logic. But like you said, when you're dealing with certain type of women, saying is we're working together, okay, in my house, I'm really not, okay, I'm the man of the house, but I never said we just work together. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just went to board something for a few $1,000. She's like, oh, I got this, and I upgraded it to this. I'm fine. I mean, I ain't got no problems with it. I just didn't like the extra money a month, but, hey, I mean, that's fine. Hey, it's no big deal. $8 more a month, so upgrade, hey. That's fine. She deal with it all the time. My thing is, you know, we just working together. So I see us just working together for the same common goal. It's, you know, to live in this, we only got one life to live. Let's live it the best way we could by helping each other out. I think if we think about it that way, then it ain't got to worry about who in charge. We're working together. We're going half on the bills to give everybody, you know, money to spurs. We're living good, you know. So my thing is, I think if we just leave it like that.
I have a question. So does a man feel that he's less than a man if he can't get that title of head of the household?
I don't think so. I don't know. Half the times I don't have that title.
What's going on at the crib, man? Are you okay at the crib? I mean, you getting the love?
Oh, I'm fine at the crib. I'm fine.
Okay,
Lord, I'm too.
Hey, people, I gotta go. I'll talk with you guys later. But the show is great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm fine at the crib. But like I said before, I don't look at it as. I never really, honestly, after all the years, I never said I'm the man, I'm the head. I never did that. We just always work together. If you know what I mean, if we got a dispute, we just argue it out, or we're just, you know what I'm saying? You know, some battles I win, some battles she win. And I think that's just most couples I know. It's like, man, it ain't really no head of the household. It's just like I'm the man, she the woman. We're working together for the same common goal, to pay these bills, to live a nice life while we're here, and things like that. You know what I mean? Save money, help one another out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I win the argument. Sometimes you win the argument. I'm not going to win them all, and I'm not going to let her win them all. So sometimes I just say, hey, you know what? You got this one. I'm done with it. So, hey. Whatever. So you got to pick and choose your battle. So that's one thing I learned about, you know what I'm saying, being in a relationship. And it's helped me out because I didn't want a house, you know, in the suburbs. But, hey, years ago she said, well, you know, this is what we're going to do. I didn't want it. I fought like hell. But 9 years later, looking at it now, it was the better decision because I got equity in the house, a nice community. So my thing is I could have still been in, you know, still been almost in the hood or still – So, you know, she elevated me that reason. So, like I said, you win some, you lose some, like I said. But I don't really see that I'm the head. I just say, hey, we're in this together, you know, because every day is a constant grind. It's a constant fight.
So do you think that most couples in a relationship should think that way?
I think that, I mean, to each his own. But my thing is every day we grind and every day we fight. Some days I don't want to get up. Some days she don't want to get up. But we know we got the common goal. We living a good life. We ain't begging for no money. Everybody got stuff done. She can go buy what she want. I can go buy what I want. You know what I'm saying? We helping each other out finances. So that feed us up for extra money to do what we want to do. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? That give her, she don't like so much. I don't like, because with us splitting everything, We got extra money going in our savings account, retirement for later on that we can spend later. Then you paying all the bills by yourself because all the bills, because she did it. She was independent, strong, African female for a long time. So she understand how it is. I'm saying you're going to school. She was going to college. She had to pay this bill, that bill, and that bill. And she said it was just, even when I was dating, she said, man, it's just, ain't hardly got no spending money. Because, you know what I mean? By the time you pay all your bills and, you know, stuff like that, you got the. But it is what it is. So now, you know, we look back and like, you know, so we just helping each other out. You know, we grind, spending time. So, you know, some days we have our arguments because she real headstrong. So, you know, but you win some, you lose some. But my thing, at the end of the day, it's the common ground. What's that?
But isn't that how marriage is supposed to be?
Yeah, it's supposed to be because at first it is a head. I know what my man going through. At first, when you're dealing with an independent woman, African American, it's a hit. Because first of all, when you're in a relationship, you're trying to establish who the man. I'm saying, because you know what I'm saying. So you're always arguing. You know what I'm saying. So sooner or later, you're always arguing about who in charge because they've been in charge so long. You know what I mean, but they didn't have to answer nobody. Now when you come along, then they got okay, and I got to deal with you, and I've been doing this, you know, making my own decisions. Now I got to feel, and then you feel like you're the man. and you won't be disrespected. So, you know, you get in those arguments. But sooner or later, you know what I'm saying, if you care for one another, you just got to, then she got to realize, okay, and you got to realize, okay, man, we in the same common goal. Because believe me, you can, because there's a lot of women that don't have a man that I know personally. They make good money, but by the time they get it, it's gone. By the time you got this, you got that to pay. So your savings account ain't as big.
So what advice would you give that couple?
The advice I would give, honestly, is just, you know, work it out. I mean, just, you know what I mean? You know, some women, every woman different. Some women say, yeah, that's my man. He hated the household. Some women like, you know, like tonight, that power struggle. Do extra, okay? Doing enough, really, okay? Doing most than most people. But anyway, but my thing is just work together. That's the thing I got, you know what I mean? So, you know, who hated, but still the man should be hated the household, of course, protect them and all the other stuff. But my thing is just working together. I think the woman shouldn't see it like that. If the man said he'd head the household, like, okay, you do something extra. I think you, I'm just saying my opinion. She should say, you know what, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That we're going half on the bills. I mean, I'm living in a nice spot. The kids taken care of. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of savings money where I can do other stuff and all that. We're working together. And, you know, that's my thing with doing extra, because we both, I mean, to me, that's just, honestly, if you ever dated outside the race, a foreign woman, I never tell you, do something extra. Because you know what? She appreciates what you're doing. And a lot of men tell me that. That's the reason why, you know, you have this discussion, why black men date outside their race on another podcast the other day. And a lot of black guys say the same thing, man. You don't think you get tired of tongue wrapping about nothing when you can be respected by just coming home, doing the work, and just having her out and all that. They care about that. They respect you. They see you as a man. Over here, you can pay bills, do this, tap out, do all that, fix the car and all that. Oh, you got to do something extra. Extra about what, baby? We both living good. We have the kids straight. So just think about the bliss. You extra. I want you to be the man. You extra. All right, we go. Hey, look at here. We here. We got one life to live. Let's not argue about this petty stuff, baby. Let's just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You the woman. We're going to take care of everything. I got you. If you need me, you got me. We got each other back or whatever. Time for this argument. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's our argument. Go on and, I mean, that's my opinion. But you still got women like to do some extra and all that, because I just like independence in them. I mean, sometimes, you know what I mean? But you got to argue and fight. And I had to do that over the years. I had to argue and fight about nothing, about just being a man. And you got to, yes. It's just a struggle. So I know what the young man going through. It's just a struggle when you have to argue about really nothing, and it shouldn't be nothing to argue about, you know. So we both working, we both taking care of each other. I mean, what's the arguing about? Only that side. And I can give my man the podcast if he want to go into it, so he'll understand, you know, being better. With the black guys talking about, you shouldn't have to argue about that. Hey, you know, we both taking care of business, we both taking care of the bills, your car, you got me if I need, blah blah blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna take care of a few extra things financially, but other than that, I mean, you know, we straight. So I don't know what they're arguing about, do extra when we're here together. If you need me, you know you got, if you need a few extra dollars, you know you got that. You ain't got to worry about nothing. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that's about being a man. I'm going to make sure to provide, take care of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut the slack I got. When we go out to dinner, whatever, you ain't got to worry about the baby. I'm going to take care of you and the family and all that. That's about being a man. I got that. So my thing is, those are the little extra things. So, you know what I mean? So, as African Americans, women, we just got to start thinking of it. Same thing, you know, I told my daughters that they're hard to deal with. Very hard to deal with. You can't just go doing what you want to do. You got to work together. Now she see, okay, now, okay, but dad was right. Now, I got all this extra money because she worked at a law firm. You know what I'm saying? And if he worked at Merrill Lynch, both of them make good money. So, when he finished college, But my thing is, like I told you just can't go handling a man like that. You got to respect the man for being a man. Now she likes it. Okay, it took her a while because she's the same way.
this and that, and they're arguing all the time, and I'm tired of him and all that. You know what I'm saying? Hold up, man. You say you didn't have no
okay,
money when you had your old apartment, didn't you? What's that?
Okay. That's for you or the other caller. Is it harder for a man to come to that conclusion or figure it out if they didn't have a father in a household? What's your opinion on that?
Okay.
I think, in my personal opinion, I think, you know, they can go one or two ways, you know, personally, because, like, you have some instances where, you know, a man, a boy is growing up and their father's not relatively there, and they learn all the things that they don't want to be in life. You know, they learn, you know, how to be a man by seeing what they don't have there. And they see the examples from others' families or even, you know, TV shows. I know back in the day, you know, Uncle Phil was a big role model to me, you know. Like, we had, like, a lot of family, I mean, father role models to look at, you know. But at the same time, you know, I see on the flip side, they, you know, and then a lot of it depends on the mother, you know, that's raising that child, because, you know, there's another child at that point in time. But, like, if a mother is a very, you know, toxic woman, where it's like, you know, it's not necessarily that, you know, the woman's a very toxic woman and, you know, really bad men and things of that nature, a lot of times you'll see that child come out to, you know, not respect women as much, you know. So I think that goes both ways.
There's 1233 still on.
Okay, I'm here now.
Okay.
Yes. So I have a couple comments.
You got about 2 minutes.
Okay. So I'm African American, and I was raised. I grew up with my mom, and when I say extra, like, my dad, when we went out, like, my dad paid for things. It wasn't up to my mom to do that. Like, I don't know exactly what financial arrangements they had or whatever. Same thing for my grandpa. My grandpa, he paid for things. So it wasn't like, I mean, I seen a man, not only did my grandpa pay for things, when my car broke down on the side of the road, like, he would come and get me. Like, he would do man things that I feel is extra. Like, my grandma wasn't coming, just gonna come get me off the side of the road, nor she probably didn't know how either. But, like, so there are certain things that could be extra that a man should take on as a responsibility, and it's not just always financially. And I feel like it's contradictory for some men to say that. So you are saying just because you have those male organs, that does make you head of the household. At the same time, you might have your sister's man or something that you feel isn't holding his weight. You might think that, and you're judging that person, but and may not think the same thing about him because he's not living up to your standard, possibly, but he's still a man, and if he's the man of his household, then you have no right to judge the next man.
Thank you.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Z